An article that's been generating a lot of comment on the Age website is by Cara Waters, the headline of which is, Sydney Morning Herald, I should say, headline is, "Biplanes once took off from the RAAF's birthplace, now it faces the wrecking ball." As I said with Tony Tuttier, that is an overstatement. The base itself is definitely not going to be demolished. As I said, it is still a working airbase or military establishment, I should say. It is earning its keep. It's an important base. No aircraft take off from there, no military aircraft, that is. For years, it was a place where the RAF would do primary training, and that has now moved to other points of the compass, I think Tamworth. But what has happened is the base is over 100 years old. There's a lot of old buildings there. The Department of Defence would like to remove some of them because of the cost of maintaining them. There are accusations by the National Trust that the Department of Defence has overseen something of, an era of benign decline, if you want to call it that. By not maintaining them, they fall into disrepair and then just justify their own destruction, if you will.